Welcome back to Raising Babies, Raising Hell. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Lacey. Stay tuned for this short disclaimer.
The views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any organization or entity they may be affiliated with. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional regarding any decisions related to your specific circumstances.
All right, so now that that's over, let's just go ahead and jump into it. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since, you know, holidays and stuff.
Oh, God. I'm grateful that the holidays are over, because I ain't never been so stressed out in my life. Now my next big task is having a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
How were your holidays, though?
They were good. They were good. My kid got quadruple the amount of stuff I thought she was going to get, so of course I'm feeling crowded.
Have you seen that meme that said December 26th is Mom Lose Her Mind Day? Yeah. Over the chaos of her home?
That's been me for the last 2 days. Like, I'm ready to sell everything and I don't know. I want to live a minimal lifestyle.
Oh, she was saying this the other day, and I just kind of giggled to myself.
I want nothing more than to live a minimal lifestyle. Like, life would be so simplistic.
I just don't think you have it in you. And I say that in the most loving way.
You're probably right. I don't have it in me.
So,
even though it's something I want so badly.
Have you seen those TikToks, whatever, they say the dad is the one that's carrying around the trash bag on Christmas?
That's me.
No, yeah, that's me. Like, Nate was sitting there enjoying the disaster, and I'm like, put the trash in this bag. Let's hurry up and put the toys in the playroom. Like, I cannot deal with the disaster zone. And I know that we've talked about this before, but like, let your kids be kids and enjoy their house. I just can't. It stresses me out so much.
Emma, I feel like Emma had so many Christmases. Like, she had her Christmas here, and then we went to my mom's, and then my grandparents got her a gift, and then my aunt and uncles got her a gift, and then Tyler's dad got her gifts. Like, the whole backseat of Tyler's truck's full of more gifts because she got more shit.
Right. So, yeah, we did Christmas with my mom on the 24th, then we did Christmas, then we did my dad's Christmas, then just
I'm just like, everything.
And I literally, I was literally like, okay, we're putting the toys away tonight. Like, I made, even though I was so tired and I just want to go to bed after that long day, I was like, no, they need to be put away because it just would start crowding up. And it was like, today I spent half the morning just cleaning my house because it needs to be back in order. I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
And my husband probably thinks I'm a psycho and my period's about to start because I was like, get out of my way. But I feel better now that my house is clean, so.
I have to clean the third floor tomorrow. And I have to clean Emma's room because her and Eliana have toys. Oh.
We've tried to implement this one thing at a time, and I don't think it's going very well for us.
It's because when they go upstairs, we can't watch them like that, because normally we're always on the first floor of the second floor. Well,
she doesn't have that many toys upstairs, I thought.
No, they took toys up there.
Oh, okay.
And what they took are, like, all bits and pieces of random things.
Oh, see, I hate when they do that. I know that that's their imagination and they're playing, but I'm just like, can we keep those toys with the toys they're supposed to go with? I know that's not how kids play, and I'm trying to be better about it, but it just, I'm like,
and oh, it's, my gosh. No matter how much I organize it, and, like, I put all of her food stuff in one bin, and all of this in one bin, it all ends up
mingled together. And I know that they're just playing and having fun and using their imagination, but
my brain can't handle it.
It stresses me out. I'm like, it's not organized. It needs to be all in the same spots. I don't know. I'm trying.
Maybe I need a different organized thing. Because, like, the little green shelf I have is working out pretty well because she can see, like, what goes where.
Oh, so, you know those
ones that have all the multicolored bins?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I need.
Maybe.
Maybe that'll be better.
Maybe.
Let me know. After how it works. It's full, whatever's left is going in the trash.
So we talked about this the other day, though, you know, real quick, was the whole, like, toy rotation thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and we did. And I think that we maybe need to try that. Like, you can have certain toys out at the same time, but some of them are going to go into the storage, and we'll rotate through them.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's...
That's my next step if this whole...
Maybe one weekend that's what we need to do.
Maybe.
Saturday we'll do my house. Sunday we'll do your house. I don't freaking know. Yeah,
we're going to see. Because I told Eliana that if her playroom gets disastrous again, I'm going to start throwing stuff away. And I really don't want to do that. It kind of... You know, you ever make empty threats and you're just like, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, me throwing them away, it's nothing but empty threats. Unless... I've told Emma this 100 times. If the toy is broken or gets broken or is like... mangled and missing pieces, it's going in the trash.
Yeah, no,
that... Like, if you break it, it's going in the trash. You leave the Play-Doh out and it dries out, it's going in the trash.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I'm not hoarding that shit.
I agree with that. I just meant, like, throwing away perfectly good toys just because they're on the floor.
I won't donate them first.
Throw them away.
Yeah, and then they can go down to donation or something.
Or they'll get put away until I'm like, oh, here, have it back.
Right.
I brought you a Christmas gift.
Here's this random toy I found for you on a Tuesday. Yeah. She's going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. That girl has so many toys. She probably wouldn't even notice if I started wrapping the same toys she already has.
I kind of think that way about Emma sometimes, too. But see, the thing about Emma is she's getting to be too good for her own good.
Oh, that girl is pretty smart. she's a good gut. You're gonna have your hands.
Tyler and I are screwed.
You have your hands full with that one.
So here's the whole debacle. My mom bought her Christmas presents early, and she put them in the closet, in one of the spare bedroom closets or whatever. She was gonna just keep them in there and then wrap them up, whatever.
Yeah.
She was trying to be productive and shop ahead. Emma, I don't even know what we were doing. I think we were sitting in the kitchen talking. Emma's wandering around. She's playing in her room, whatever. For some reason, she decides to go into the spare bedroom. Oh, hide and seek. And opens up the closet and sees the toys. She comes running out. Oh my God, Gigi, you bought me this. My mom's like, what are you talking about? What are you like freaking out? So she's like, come here, I'll show you. She takes my mom into the spare bedroom, shows her the toys, obviously my mom and my dad bought for her. And my mom's like, fuck,
what do you say in that situation?
Yeah, we're all standing there looking at each other. Tyler's looking at my mom, Tyler's looking at me. I'm like, Emma, baby, those toys aren't for you. And she's like,
who else are they for?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, what do you mean they're not for me?
Yeah.
And I told her that my mom was going to take them to her work. You know how like people do the angel tree?
Right, yeah.
Where they buy toys and stuff for like underprivileged children and things. And so that's what I had told her. I said, Gigi's going to take those to work and they're going to go to little boys and girls who... like, don't have parents, is what I had said.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma kind of looked at me and she was like, so they're not mine? And I was like, no, babe, they're not.
Biggest
yours.
Meltdown ever.
Oh, it was.
And the worst part about like, it is it's literally everything she asked for. Everything she circled and everything she's been naming for weeks, she found
part.
In the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I tell you, my mom was like, that shit has scarred me. Like, I never want to go through that again.
Could you imagine, though, if you, like, literally asked for a specific thing and then someone got it and was like, oh, but it's not for you? Like, that would kind of hurt.
And so that's the lie we went with. That's what we rolled with. Obviously, it was for her.
Yeah.
But, she would keep going in the closet and checking them. And she's like, Gigi, you haven't taken them to work yet. And she's like,
why didn't your mom move them?
Because they had all the construction with their new floors and everything.
Oh.
So she didn't think twice about it. But as we were getting the house ready for the flooring company to come in, Emma had taken the little shopping cart thing and the cupcake container, the Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse cupcake container thing, taken them and put them in her closet in her bedroom. And obviously nobody realized it because of the debacle of the flooring. Like, you couldn't even get into the spare bedroom because it had everything in it, you know?
It kind of makes you wonder, like, at what point did she do that?
Right. And so that's what, when we were cleaning up and getting everything back into its place and situated, my mom had found them in her closet. And she was like, what the fuck? And Tyler and Emma were still at the house. I had left to go help my mom. And I'm texting Tyler about it. And he calls me when they're on their way over to my mom's. And he's like, Emma, did you do it? And Emma's like, no, Daddy, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I think Pop-Pop did it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
She was sticking to her guns.
She was sticking to her guns. And then Tyler and I left Emma with my mom so we could go finish up the Christmas shopping. And my mom got it out of her on a Snapchat video. And she was like, I'm sorry, Gigi. I just wanted to look at the presents. Gosh. I was like, girl.
She's too smart for her own good.
Yeah, she is.
But, like, what are you doing that? You know what I mean? Like, do you punish her? Do you just, like, you know, because, like, she did lie to you. But, like, I don't know. That's kind of a tough situation.
I couldn't punish her because, well, I wasn't there.
Right. But, you know, I just meant, like, in general. Like, you know, because I feel like she's getting to, like, where she kind of does that a little bit more. So, it's like.
Well, my mom had told her. My mom was like, we don't lie.
Yeah. See? Okay. Like, so, then that, yeah.
You know, you lied to your daddy and you lied to your mommy and you lied to Gigi and we don't do that. She's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So.
Eliana's been getting like that too and I'm about to.
I think every kid goes through it.
I do. I really do. But I'm like, I feel like you have to kind of nip it in the bud because you don't want them to get like where they think that it's okay to do that. But yeah, I remember you telling me that story and I just kind of was like, that girl, she's going to be a handful.
I'm telling you, she's definitely gonna give me a run for my money.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if I'm not gray by 30.
Like, hey, I'm already going gray. I found a white hair. I'm like, damn. I think
that just happens on y'all's side of the family. Like, that's gotta be a gene thing for y'all.
Maybe. All I know is these kids are stressing me
out. No freaking joke, dude. No freaking joke. Oh my god. And you know what's another thing? Emma's been asking me about going to school.
That's cool.
She asked me today. We passed a church that had a playground. And she's like, Mommy, is that my new school? Is that my big girl school? Mm. And I was like, no, baby. Your big girl school's on the other side of town. Like,
yeah. I wonder where she got that in her head.
I don't know, but she's ready.
Well, I'm sure and you're ready. Too. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you're ready too.
Because I, listen, crazy.
You're like, let me get a break.
Right. But I won't even be a break, because I'll have the little one. I'll have medicine, so.
Yeah, but I mean, a baby is a little easier, in my opinion.
Yeah. She'll be like six, I freaking don't know, March. 5-6 months.
Yeah.
By the time school starts.
Just be like having Amelia around.
Yeah. But at least I can put her somewhere and
yeah, right. Be productive. At least she won't talk back.
Right. Right. So, we got an email.
Yes, from a viewer.
And they asked us to give our input on some topics. And that's what we're going to do now.
It's not a viewer yet. It's a listener.
Excuse me. Anyway,
we'll have cameras by March.
Anyways, so we're going to keep it anonymous. We're just going to kind of answer their questions and give our input on it. Obviously, these are just opinions, but again, we will go over it.
Right.
Hold on, Lacey's trying to find the...
It wouldn't let me zoom in on the notes, so I'll just go back to the picture. So we, basically, they're just kind of asking for our input on things like, they're fixing to be first-time parents, so they wanted input on, like, children's books and shows and toys and things like that, our input on like bonding activities, what we think, what baby year is better.
Right, you know, right. Strollers, just kind of like a baseline on just 0 to 1, basically.
Yeah, a baseline on 0 to 1. Daycares and pre-K and all that stuff. Yeah, all that. baby food, all that, just random advice. Right.
So I kind of prepped and made little bullet points. So I'm just going to kind of read the bullet point. We'll talk about it. We'll move on to the next bullet point sort of interaction. All right. So the first one, we're going to go with like bonding with the belly, which was kind of a question that they had. And yeah. I personally think like it's, I've heard, you know, it's good to talk to the baby inside the belly.
They yeah, get because used after, to your voice after so many weeks, they can recognize mm-hmm. sounds.
Yeah. I mean, that's a proven fact. Like, and listening to music or anything like that, it's good. You can even read books to the belly, I've heard. Anything that gets the baby used to your voice.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah. I don't, I mean, with Emma, Tyler, he would talk to, like, my belly sometimes, but
I mean, it's not all the time.
I played a lot of music for Emma.
Yeah. I mean, they say, though, like, in close contact, you know, if you're sitting next, like, the baby can hear others around you.
Oh, yeah. I can hear, like, full-blown conversations. I mean,
you don't have to be, like, on the belly to talk to them. But, I mean, you know, you can if you want to, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, placing your hand on your significant other's belly, you know, you can feel the baby moving. And I mean, the baby might not necessarily know that's your hand, but you know.
I know some people have said like classical music is the best music to play or whatever, like that old wives' tale.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of went with the flow with that sort of thing. So
I think I did. What's crazy is when I was pregnant with Emma, I don't remember playing a lot of George Strait. But after she was out, George Strait was the only thing to get her to stop crying. Like, her playlist that I had made, 95% of it was George Strait.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe that was what she heard most in your womb, so.
But you know, I don't
I mean, maybe it was just, because I feel like that's kind of like the tone of the music is kind of soothing. So
yeah.
I feel like that could, like similar to like a lullaby.
Maybe
so.
It was crazy though. That I mean, George Strait was my Lord and Savior for the first like 3 months of Emma's life.
Hey, whatever works. That is going to be the summary of this topic. Is whatever works.
Whatever for you. Works for you.
I
yep.
mean, I can give you all the things all day long, but I can, whatever, yeah, I can whatever works for you.
Talk and talk and talk, but it's good. Who knows?
Right.
What works for me may not work for you.
Exactly. It's very a trial and error sort of thing. But
especially your first kid. Your first kid is nothing but
it's trial. It's definitely a guinea pig. Guinea pig kid is what I like to say.
Oh no.
Eliana's my guinea pig. But all right, the next topic, children's books, toys, and shows. I personally like Bluey. PBS Kids is pretty good. Disney movies, most of those are pretty good.
You don't want, when they're fresh out of the womb, obviously you don't want to plop them down right in front of the TV.
No, I mean, but they, like, I do like, what's that, the Bear Sensory or whatever?
Hey Bear.
That's a pretty good one, I think, for little babies.
Yeah, you want something that can keep their attention, and that Hey Bear Sensory is pretty good. I know people have said, like, Cocomelon's too overstimulating and things like that. Yeah. I never had an issue with Cocomelon. Granted, I didn't really play it a lot for Emma.
I think it's just moderation. Obviously, like, watching shows all day long, nothing's going to be great. But, I mean, you know, here and there, you know. And obviously, do your research. Find what works for you.
Right.
You know, but I feel like those were the ones that I kind of was like, those I feel good about, you know.
Yeah.
So, but when it comes to like toys and books, I like the soft rubber. I call them chew toys. Chew toys. I mean, those are great in the beginning. You know, obviously light up toys. Those get their attention. You know.
You want sensory development toys, which are things like, I know a lot of parents are like, oh my God, I never buy my kid a little drum set. But like, no,
it's good for them.
Yeah. As annoying as it may be, from the ages of like 9 to 12 months, that's fine motor skills. That's
hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like,
yeah,
that's all sorts of different sensories for them
right.
to explore.
Yeah.
It's like the other night with Amelia and the drum.
Right, yeah.
Like, I would go to do it, and she would mimic me back.
But it's also teaching her, like, I mean, she's learning from you. She's watching you and observing you, and then she knows what to do.
Right.
And that kind of goes with my book reference I had was the touch and feel books.
Yeah.
Those are good because they always have different, like, textures and stuff.
Right.
So I really like those for like little kids, but I feel like I don't really have any specific like children's books. I feel like a lot of children's books out there are great, you know, whatever works for you. I don't have any like specific ones.
I love Goodnight Moon.
Okay, so that's a good one. Yeah.
Goodnight Moon's a good one.
I started buying books for Eliana soup like when she was in the womb. So we have like almost a whole library going. And I mean, I couldn't pick like one out of there that I was like, "Oh my god, that was the best one." Cuz I just love all of the books that we have.
I myself like I've read Goodnight Moon to Emma probably more times than I care to count.
Yeah.
But what I love the most is I haven't read it to her a lot, but when after she was born, her doctor that delivered her came and brought her a book, and it was titled On the Night You Were Born.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it was so cute. And she signed the inside and she was like, "Oh, Miss Emma, it was a pleasure."
Aww.
You know, and of course, me being in the hospital and getting that after she'd left the room, I looked at Tyler and I was like, "Oh my God."
That's very sweet, though.
Yeah, it was so sweet. So, I'll cherish that book forever. But when they're, like, little, you know, like, just kind of starting to move around and play, like, 3 to 6, 6 to 9.
Yeah,
because they don't, obviously, they can't see colors right away. So, they have books, like, on Amazon and stuff that are black and white.
Okay, yeah. So I know
for what like you're shapes
about.
And mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah,
and those people have books. Said that those have been really good.
The crinkle books, though, too.
Oh yeah,
for like I love the a good sound, crinkle book. The sound and stuff. Those are good, but those are more like toys than actual books. I mean, they do have like stuff in them to like read, but it's more
most
like
of the time it's like dog,
yeah,
cat.
Which
know?
I mean, that's good for vocabulary, you know.
Yeah, and
I mean, but
the baby talk is fine, you know. People baby talk. And I'm not saying, like, I still be baby talking sometimes. But as they get older, I definitely think.
You have to talk regularly so that they will learn how to correctly pronounce the words and stuff. Yeah. I have found that I'm started to do that more with Eliana now. Like, when she says something, even though it's so cute, I'm like, nope, this is how you say it, you know.
Oh, yeah. What'd she say the other day? Or earlier today. I was looking at you. I was like, "What'd she say?" And you were like,
"Oh my gosh, isn't that funny how like moms can like translate? It's like a whole nother language."
I do it all the time for Emma. And Tyler's like, "What?" And I'm like, "She's asking for a donut." And he's like,
"Yeah, it's a special language between moms and babies." That kind of moves into bonding activities. I feel like, you know, talking to your baby even when they are newborns, that's really good, you know, to bond with them. And obviously when the baby gets older, you can play with them, you know, blow raspberries, tickle, all the fun stuff, you know, obviously play with their toys, get down on their level. But I definitely start out talking to them, you know, reading to them, even when they're really babies. I feel like I've been kind of bad about it with Amelia, but with Eliana, I would read her a nighttime story every night before she went to bed, even when she was like, we started that like right out the door.
And that we didn't do that a lot with Emma, but
I kind of
also
stopped.
Emma was, her sleep schedule as a child was cattywampus.
That's kind of like when I was trying to get like on a routine and I had heard that it was good to have like the same things every night. So like bath, book.
Yeah.
Rock sleep, you know, so we definitely tried that, and I feel like it helped a little bit, like, because she was really off, and as soon as I kind of got into that schedule,
we didn't really have a schedule with Emma, obviously trial and error.
Hey, but again,
this time around
works for you.
I'm really gonna try to implement a schedule because I like, I'm going to put Emma on a schedule and I'm going to put Madison on a schedule just because it helps them. It helps so much.
You know? And you know, I can't say I'm perfect, but I've tried to start getting back into the routine of reading a book before bed with Eliana, and I bring Amelia in there, and it's, you know, it's really fun. Like, Eliana picked out the book and we sit down and we read it together, even though Amelia tries to eat the pages.
Oh yeah, of course.
But I mean, it's been pretty fun, you know. And then I feel like Eliana's a little bit more relaxed. Like, she doesn't come out every 5 seconds. Can I have water? Can I have a cheese stick? Can I have, like, she kind of like will
stay chill out some. Yeah.
You know, watch a little cartoon and she'll go to sleep. So I need to get better about doing that every night because I have seen it kind of start to work a little bit better.
Yeah.
Like, we brush our teeth, you know, she has an inhaler. So we take our inhaler, we brush our teeth, you know, we go to the bathroom and then we pick out a book and mommy reads the book and then we go to bed sort of thing. So.
Yeah. And I fully agree with that.
But yeah. Sorry, I lost
my I'm really trying to cut back on Emma's tablet time before bed. Because
yeah.
I know we talked about it. I think...
I feel like and I've said this before, is like, I don't let her watch the tablet or like YouTube. Like, yeah. We can put on like a movie or like
or something you've seen before.
Non-stimulating, like that's why I kind of like Bluey, because it's not like all those bright colors going on at one time.
Right.
It's like less stimulating. And, like, you can watch that before bed because she sleeps in her own room and she gets a little scared of the dark and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'll leave the TV on for you to sleep with, like, the noise and stuff. That's fine, whatever. But, you know, we're not going to be watching something outrageous. Like,
right, yeah. And I mean with Emma's new tablet, I haven't downloaded the YouTube Kids app.
See, I don't think I'm going to. Only the shows that she, like, that you want her to watch. Like, you know, like, Disney Plus or, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know. On Eliana's tablet, I think it's similar to Emma's. You can't even really get on YouTube, like, any of the YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you select what age they are, and, like, that's all it will show you, basically.
Right.
So, I like that. And, I mean, you can download, like, Disney Plus and stuff, like, separate. And, like, she'll has her Disney that she can watch on her tablet. But even then, I don't let her, like, she does, because you have to hold the tablet. And, like, I don't like that, because that's, like, still kind of, like, keeping you up sort of thing. I'm kind of like, I'll put it on the TV away from you, and then you can... you know, watch it while you're...
Yeah.
Because you're not having to hold anything, so you're having to lay still.
And chill out and relax. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
So, but, baby gear was the next topic.
Oh, boy.
So, I have on here, like, walkers and baby carriers, like, the ones that you can, like, strap on. So, I had two sort of baby carriers. I had the one that you, like, wrap all around you and tie.
Right, and does the wrap and the tie.
I can't think of what it's called, the Moby or whatever. Then I had the other one that just kind of like you put it on, you buckle it sort of thing.
Right, and I think we've had both of those too.
The wrap one that you have to tie is really good when they're babies, like small.
Right. And they can kind of curl back up, yeah, like on chest.
It's kind of like reintroducing the womb to them.
Yeah.
But then the regular one, the, you know, buckles and all that, is great when they're older. Like, I have
a little bit more head support, yeah.
Yeah. I also, this time with Amelia, have gotten the hip one, if you know what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah.
The little seat that sits on your hip.
For once, she's a little bit bigger, though. Yeah.
I can use it kind of now, but I've noticed that with that one, you still have to have your arm around them. They have an attachment for it that you can, like, basically, it's like the baby carrier, but you just strap it. So it's like,
yeah,
supporting them under their butt. But then, I don't know. So I haven't got that. But another one was like high chairs, pack and plays, which are like, you know, bassinets, all that sort of thing. And a bouncer. I mean, there's so many. I just kind of put out a couple. Listen, you could get every single one in the world.
Right. And I don't think I have just like any
couple that you need.
Favorites. I do believe that as baby gets older, like 11, 12, 13 kind of months, I do believe that a jumper or some sort of walker where you can put the baby in it and they can use their feet to shuffle and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is good because that helps with, again, fine motor skills.
Yeah.
That's giving them the strength to kind of help them.
Yeah. Eliana really liked her walker and her jump, like her little jumper that she could bounce in. Amelia, on the other hand, she just wants to be on non-restricted, let me do my own thing. She doesn't really like the walker. She hated the bouncer, which I was like, oh my god, that was so cute, because Eliana would just like literally jump.
Emma had a Johnny jumper, you know, one of those ones that attaches in a door frame, and oh my god, she loved her Johnny jumper.
Amelia is like, nope.
My parents put a beer box under her, so she had something to like jump off of.
I mean, that's just the difference between kids. But yeah, I mean, just, you know, sometimes it's better to get them secondhand, than to buy them new, because sometimes, like I said,
the baby might not like it,
and then, you know,
now you're out $140, $160.
I mean, you can always sell it. Everyone's always looking for one. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the walker, obviously the baby carrier is like a big thing for me, because I cannot, like, as much as I love to sit down and hold my babies, sometimes I just need to do stuff. And so it's nice to still have them close and have my hands free to do things. I call the pack and play our baby jail.
Yep.
And sometimes you just have to put the baby in a safe spot.
Right. Especially like if you're trying to vacuum or something, at least they're up off of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They're confined, so you don't have to worry about
them. It's almost like a toy box that the baby can sit in. Because, I mean, I just throw all of Amelia's toys in there.
Oh, yeah. And at least, you know, she can see you.
Yeah.
In a pack and play.
She hates it. She stands there and cries. She's like, actually, that's why I call it baby jail, because she acts like she's in jail. It's so funny. But, you know, high chairs, I feel like you always need a high chair.
Right.
Like, it's kind of, especially when
obviously, you're not going to use it so much in the beginning.
No, but, like, when they get to, like, they're not eating
solids and stuff.
And that's kind of our next topic, so we can kind of, but, like, baby food and, like, solids, you kind of start that around, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, you finally might, some people differ on this. I kind of feel like you have to start with the purees a little bit just to get them used to it. And then you can start giving them, you know, a little bit of food. Yeah, but they can gum some things.
Yeah.
Like, some people will immediately go to food, and I'm like, that's not really me.
I don't think my anxiety would allow me that.
I have to start with the purees and stuff, and then, you know, Amelia has two teeth now, so I'm kind of, like, more like, okay, you know.
She was chomping down a Cheeto before we came in here. Yes,
but they say, you know, up to a year, formula, breast milk, that is the nutrients. Right. Food is just
like cow's milk or real.
It food dairy. And everything is just like experimenting into that point. You know, after a year, you can start introducing, you know, milk and not more so much
solids
and
things like meat.
That's when it starts becoming for nutrition.
Yeah.
More than just for play. But so, yeah.
I'm all for it. You know, let the baby play in the applesauce, baby mush up the french fries, whatever. Yeah. You know?
I mean, you can buy baby spoons and stuff, but I feel like I use them and then I don't. Like, some weeks we'll use only the baby spoons. Some weeks she's just sucking it off her hand. Licking it, playing with her.
Right.
I mean, we have a busy lifestyle, so sometimes I have time to sit down and feed her, and sometimes I'm like, look, if whatever you get in your mouth.
Have at it, girlfriend.
Yeah, whatever you get in your mouth, you get in your mouth.
Right.
So, but yeah, I don't think I mean, that's kind of like really pretty much all I had to say about the baby food and
baby gear stuff. Some people prefer making their own baby food.
Yes.
I was not one of those people.
I
bought the jars off the shelf. Yes.
And I talked to my doctor about it, and she said, listen, they're safe, they're fine, you know, like,
because listen, they've been around for this long,
and they have organic ones if you want to be organic. Yeah. Okay, but yes, the jars are fine. You obviously don't have to do that. You could buy stuff and just make sure it's really mashed, you know.
You can steam up carrots and broccoli and throw it in a blender, whatever, and make it a soup,
whatever works for you. Right. But that's
what did we say earlier? That's what this whole conversation
whatever works for you
whatever works for you.
I have seen, and I think it's always funny, but it makes sense, that like when they're really young, you have to give them big pieces so that they can hold on to them.
Yeah.
As they get older, you start making them smaller and smaller, so that they can like get that point.
Yeah, the picky.
The two fingers, the finger and the thumb.
The tweezers.
Yeah. So they can start learning to do that. And then, you know, small bites so that they don't choke.
And again, food exploration.
It's just for fun.
It's just for fun. But again, it falls into the hand-to-mouth, hand-eye coordination and the touch and the sensory. You know, you want your child to be able to openly explore that. Yeah. So,
and that's all it really is, you know, is just like trying to oral map their mouth and stuff. That's why they say big pieces at the beginning so that they can kind of figure out, you know, how big of a bite to take. And,
right.
And listen, when your kid is coughing, they're not choking. Okay. If they're not coughing, they're choking. That is what my doctor has told me, because I get so nervous when Amelia starts coughing and they're like, listen. As long as they're coughing, they're good. So
right. They're breathing.
That's my advice. If they're coughing, they're fine. And sometimes they do. They have to cough it because they're like, oh, I took too big of a bite, you know? Yep. And they're figuring it out that next time I'm not going to take such a big bite. And so you have to let them work it out. I did forget when we were talking about toys. I wanted to talk about bath toys. So
bath toys, I feel like are such a hit and miss because...
Well, I was going to say, I'm always scared of mold.
Yeah.
So I like the bath toys that you can, like, take apart.
Mm-hmm. Unscrew. And let them dry.
Like, yeah, clean them out.
No, I agree 110% because we've had a couple of bath toys that have gotten icky. And I'm just like, that's so
like,
gross.
Like, I think it's always
you
so
You think
fun.
That they would have made a better... Process.
Like the rubber duckies. Yep. They're so cute that you can like spray the water.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many stories about people who got like infections and shit because there was mold
growing.
You gotta
cut it open and
there was mold growing in their rubber ducky and they squirted it in their baby's face. And then it's like, oh my God.
Now your baby's got pink eye or a rash or what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bath toys, be careful about them and look for something that you can
unscrew take
and
apart.
Screw.
Yeah.
Because they make them.
Small, like rubber duckies, how anything that has like those small little holes at the bottom, water can get in, but it cannot get back out. And so either super glue that hole. I've seen people who do that.
I have seen that.
So that the water can't get in. I don't know. I just don't really buy them. I only buy toys that like can
be taken apart to air dry.
Like they have those toys that like have the little bowls that have like the little holes in them. Like those are cool.
Those are good.
But anything like
the foamy letters, like those are good. I love those.
Yes. So like that's just the preface that I wanted to make sure we talked about was like just beware of that. Sometimes that can be a little bit of a gray area.
Same thing with baby clothes. Like you sometimes certain fabrics they might feel dry, but they're not dry all the way.
Yeah.
And the next time you go to put it on, you're like, what is that? Why does it look like that? Mm-hmm. And it's been discolored from mold or whatever.
Remember that pumpkin one sleeper or whatever that I got?
Yeah.
One use. And I took it out of her drawer the other day.
And it was molded over there by the zipper. Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, I washed it and I dried it. But, you know, it just...
And like I said, some fabrics feel like they're dry, but they're not dry. And so... You just want to make sure that you're paying attention to that.
But the last topic on here was daycare and like preschool sort of thing.
Go ahead. Here's my thing. I'm not saying like avoid it, but if you have the privilege to be at home or, and I know not all parents do, and that's perfectly fine because at one point in time, me and my husband didn't have that option. Emma had to go to daycare.
And that's what I was going to say is, you know, whenever you have to, obviously I preferable like to wait till like after a year old. I just kind of like to be home in that first year with my kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know.
And I've worked in a daycare, so I've seen it. I've seen that some parents are using a daycare because they need it. They work full-time jobs.
Right.
You know, mom and dad both are working full-time jobs.
Right, right.
So I've seen that. But I have also seen parents who will come and drop off the baby at 6:30 in the morning in their pajamas and come and pick them up again at 5 o'clock at night in the same pajamas.
Yeah.
You know, so like.
And I mean, obviously I feel lucky that I have, you know, my husband works from home and I have family to watch my daughters. Right. So I don't have to put them in daycare for now, you know, but I don't have to put them in actual daycare, yeah. But I do have to go to work. You know, I don't get to stay home with them like I would right. like to. But obviously, you know, like I said, whenever you have to do it, is longer that you wait, I kind of feel is better. There's also kind of like that fine line that you kind of want them to get the immunity before where, they get into school. Yeah, but,
and I mean, not so much the immunity, but social interaction.
So that's why I'm not so worried about it, because Eliana is interacting with you and I have other yeah. friends who have kids. So that kind of works if you have friends, you know, that have kids. Then
you have other friends?
I do have other friends, yes, other than you. Sad to break that to you.
But like, like I said, I've worked in the daycare, so I've seen it from both sides. I've seen it as a parent.
Sorry, I moved that away from you.
You know, at the one point in time, we had to have Emma in the daycare because yeah. we were working. And
I mean, obviously, no judging. Whatever to do, you have to do. And it's just a personal preference for me.
And like I said, I know that there are some parents out there that either A, do work from home or are home with maybe a younger child, so they put the older child in daycare. Like, I understand that. Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, do your research. Pick what's going to suited for you.
Make sure you look up the facilities and you look up the ratings. Like, I know in Texas, you can, like, look up every daycare mm-hmm. that's registered, and you can see if they have any complaints filed against them, any, you know, things with CPS, all that stuff. So you need to do your research on any facility that you're putting your kids in, you know. Do a Facebook review. Hey, is anyone sending their kid here? Is this a good place? You know, like, because you don't want to put your kid somewhere that's not safe.
And, I mean, there have been people who have lived the horror stories of
exactly, yeah,
daycare abuse. Mm-hmm. I mean, we read about it. Like,
yeah,
there was just one in Temple, what, a month or so ago.
Yes.
So sad. One of the workers dislocated the child's arm.
I hate when I see those. Because to me, in my opinion, I'm kind of like, why are you doing it if you don't really like? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't like
right, kids this that is much, not a job for just a paycheck.
Just move and go do something else. Like, this is
you
not...
You want a paycheck, go work fast food, not
for real. Care. I mean, I just, yeah, it makes me so mad. But definitely do your research. Find a good place if you have to put your kids somewhere or if you want to, whatever. You know, just make sure you research and look into it and stuff. And
yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved Emma's daycare.
I loved all the ladies.
Yeah. It's just she was growing out of it. It wasn't suitable for us anymore. I was home because I got pregnant with Madison. And, you know, I had to be put off of work and all of that stuff. So her being home with me. Mm-hmm. It just
made sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I mean, hey, daycare is expensive. Okay. So.
I don't know how expensive it is like in other parts of the world, but like,
oh yeah, here in Texas, it's expensive, so,
ridiculous,
you know,
ridiculous. But
anyways, that kind of concluded the email. I feel like we hit all their topics, so hopefully, if you're listening, hopefully that helped you.
If you have any other questions,
feel free to email us back. Again. Yeah, and if anyone else wants us to have a answer on here, you know, feel free to email us.
Your email.
I was gonna say, what is our email?
How do you find your email?
It's on our Facebook page. Let me make sure I read it right. So let me look it up for y'all.
I thought it was Raising Babies.
It's Raising Babies, Raising Hell at Gmail, I think. But I want to check. I want to make sure I'm right.
Yeah, because I don't think Gmail let us put the and in there. I think they were like, that's too complicated.
Oh my gosh, why can't I?
I'm like, that's...
Okay, so it's just Raising Babies, Raising Hell. Just all together at gmail.com. So there's no and. Raising Babies, Raising Hell at gmail.com. So, obviously, you know, email us if you have questions or comments or, you know, just want to say hey. But that's pretty much the end of what we had to say.
Unless Tyler has something to say. I know
Tyler looks like he needs to say something.
Well, I have some questions.
Oh, okay. Oh, Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, on our podcast, we ask all our interviewees, we do, if you were president of the United States, you have the red button on your desk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a nuclear button. It's a service button. So Barack Obama hit his button. He got tea. Donald Trump hit his button. What did he get? Diet Coke.
Love
Biden
that.
Hits his button. He gets ice cream. Shelby, if you hit your button, what would you get?
Oh, man. I guess I would have to say Reese's Cups. That's what I'm into right, right now. That's what I'm into right now is just Reese's Cups. I'd be like, bring me some. Come on, I need some sugar.
That's a good one.
Lacey?
My button would have to be programmed for like times of the day.
Okay.
Like.
So maybe you have like two morning buttons.
Yeah. Morning to like no later than 3 p.m. It'd be a monster.
Okay.
And then after that, probably a Dr. Pepper Zero.
Okay.
Copycat.
No.
I wonder whose show you've heard that from.
Oh, is that what he said?
That's exactly what I said.
You didn't say that. I said a monster, yeah.
I said a monster and a diet Dr. Pepper Zero. But I also added nicotine at all times of the day. Oh, that's the only difference.
Okay. Oh, see.
That's the only difference.
This is why we're husband and wife. We're so similar.
No, you're just a plagiarism, plagiaristic.
What? Okay. Alrighty.
Oh, Lord.
I'd also have a snacky in there. Like, they'd have to bring me a snacky.
What's your
like
snacky?
Like a specific snack.
What is it?
See, a bag of chips and some gummies. Like the Lifesaver gummies.
I feel like that's the hard part.
The wild berry flavor.
I feel like that's the hard part because like it has to be the same thing every time.
Every time.
So like after a while, I feel like I would get bored.
You know what your husband's was?
Yeah, wings. I heard it. I was like, seriously? He was like, I would wait for it. I was like, that's not the point. The point is like you're supposed to push it and they have like 5 seconds to get it.
They come right out the door with whatever goods you're getting.
But also I feel like after a while, I mean, I guess, I don't know. If you're pushing it like all the time, you get tired of it. But like I would just be like, I want to change my button.
I want to know how many times Trump hit his button for a Diet Coke.
Right. I mean, like, after
every hour, I'm like, beep, beep.
Right?
I could do that. I mean, but also you'd have to bring my Stanley full of water every time. Like,
I think if I was president,
I can't just live on Diet Cokes. I got to have some water.
See, this wasn't the question, but I think if I was president, I would have someone who was literally walking around with my cup, like, drink, drink, drink.
Yeah.
Because I forget to drink water. I would just need, like, an assistant to be like, drink water, drink water, drink water.
That's like the get back coach in football.
Yeah.
Yes. The people who always follow, like, the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator head coach, and they just pull them back to the box.
I just need, like, a water person, a water boy or girl.
Water. On the topic of water, I definitely have not had enough water today.
You need to drink more water. I've had more water than you've been.
Look, I
my
will speak
Stanley
from,
cup's still sitting on my nightstand.
From personal experience, when you don't drink water,
or no
kidney stones,
it's in
happen.
Your truck.
That's a good place for someone who's pregnant.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
no,
I
can
get it out of
speak
the truck.
From personal
I am
experience.
Pregnant. She's shaming you right now.
Listen, personal experience, when you don't drink enough water, you get kidney stones. So
yeah.
I beg on you to drink water. That
hey,
is
listen,
the
it's been
horrible.
One day. Every other day, I've been real good about my water consumption.
I am terrible.
Today,
like,
I've just been lacking a little
bit. I would need to hire someone, like, not even just being present, like, now. Just be like, have you drink water? Have you drink water? Because
I feel that.
I've literally
when
had
when was
the
last
same
time
cup.
Your husband actually had water to drink?
He drinks water. He literally has a cup that sits on the counter like all the time. He just like every time he goes in the kitchen, he drinks.
That's
it.
That's all he has to drink at the house. Shelby don't buy this special drinks.
Will leave and go to the gas station and get four energy drinks for the day.
Yeah, no, he doesn't drink all four of them in the day. He'll buy four, but they'll be like one a day. But he literally has a cup of water that
he doesn't really drink sodas and stuff though either.
No, he has a cup of water that sits on the counter. I'm not playing. And literally every time he walks in the kitchen, he will drink it.
That's after like what, 4 hours of Call of Duty?
Maybe, but like if
at
he
least
goes,
he's drinking.
No,
water.
Like he leaves it on the counter on purpose because he'll see it and he'll go, oh, and he'll drink the water and then he'll fill it back up and leave it on the counter.
Hey, it works for him.
So
I need to work on my water.
Tyler does not drink water.
Yes, I do.
No, he doesn't.
I do too.
Your pee begs to differ.
I had the thought that I was like, oh, I have a special cup. I'll want to drink the water. It doesn't really work that way. Okay. I have two kids.
It works
so,
for me that way.
But I have
There's
two kids.
There's no other liquid that goes in my Stanley besides
oh,
water.
Oh, no. I only drink water out of my cup, but like I literally have to have my cup like attached to me for me to drink it. Like at home, I set it down and I go do stuff and then it's been like 3 hours and I haven't drank water.
I hate carrying a cup around.
I do too.
I love
But I'll tell you, around. At work, I have my cup like in my hand the whole time, and I drink so much more water at work than I do at home because I have to carry my cup because I don't want to set it down and some kid drink out of it. Like, that's weird.
That's nasty.
So I carry it around with me all the time, and I'm constantly like sipping on it.
Emma got her own cup for Christmas, and she's been drinking water.
Yeah. It's a good thing if you like carry the cup, but I set it down, I go do things, and I forget.
And it has kind of helped her stop drinking out of mine, so that's been nice, too.
That's nice. That doesn't work for Eliana. She has a gajillion cups, and she still tries to drink out of mine. She had thrush last week, and I was like, stop drinking my cup. You're going to give me thrush. Yes, from her inhaler. She got it from her inhaler.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, stop drinking out of my cup.
On the tip of your cup.
She likes spicy stuff.
Emma don't.
Okay, make it real spicy.
Sometimes she bites into a plain ass chicken nugget.
But then
nugget.
I would forget and I would drink it and I would be dying. I don't know. No, yeah. And I was like, girl, stop drinking out of my cup before you give me thrush.
Right.
Or we can just be barbaric and put a little taser on it.
Oh, God. I don't know.
When should you get one of the straw toppers?
That girl would pull it off. I made her upset though the other day. She picked up my cup and she drank it and I said, why did you do that? And she was like, and like little her lip pucked up. She was like, I'm sorry, mommy, I was thirsty. And I was like, fuck.
Great. Now I feel
I was
bad.
Like, if you're
I'm
thirsty,
depriving my kid
I will
of water.
Get yes. I was like, I
just
can get
ask
you
me.
I can get you your own cup. Like I was like, Eliana, remember you have owies in your mouth and I don't want owies. I'm sorry, I forgot. I was like, oh my God.
So, way to be a dickhead.
I know. I was such a mean mom. But I was like, I don't want to get it.
Right. No, I agree.
I was like, drink out of your own cup. But
kids are gross.
So
kids are gross. You're never gonna outlive that. Kids are gross.
At what point do kids stop being gross and sticky?
Never.
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 Because then they turn into teenagers and be stinky.
Right. It's like Tyler. Like, he's a full-ass grown man, but sometimes he burps and farts and acts like a toddler, and I'm like, oh my God.
I count my husband as another kid.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Alrighty, well.
Alright, well, this was a fun podcast, and we'll see y'all next time.
Yep. Good night.
Or morning.
Or afternoon. Yeah, wherever you're listening. Here, it's nighttime, so I'm getting
ready
for bed.
We're going to bed.